Many counted us out. They said we couldn't do it. Now, millions of listeners later, we're the hottest independent network in the world. Bashani Radio app. Download free in the App Store for iPhone and Android. Or listen online at BashaniRadio.com. You suckers. Kaboom! Kaboom in your face.
Hi, welcome to this week's Moments into Momentum podcast, where we talk about the everyday experiences that drive forward progress and momentum in our lives. And this week, with the new year coming, with the holidays in the rear view, and a whole new year coming up for us all, I want to talk about setting a plan and how I go about my new years and what I do and things that have worked for me to drive change and make progress every year for the last several years that I've been working on this. And it's something that just has worked really well for me, and I hope works well for you if you decide to try these same things. And that's every year I just make a list, and the list starts off with a couple of bullet points and maybe a picture, and it kind of goes through a few iterations of what do I really want to accomplish? What do I really want to get done? What do I really want to be able to look back and say, I'm really proud of how this went. I'm really glad that I was able to achieve all of this. I can't believe that I was able to knock all of this out. And set an expectation for myself, set an expectation for my life, for my year, that starts to drive all of the decisions that I make for the rest of the year. And it's something that you don't have to do it the same way. You don't have to do it anything like the way that I do it. But I know that it has real value, no matter how you do it, to take some time and look at how you want your life to look in the future and what do you need to do in order to make that happen. And that could just be free-forming it. Just let it flow. See what happens. See how you feel. See what's coming next. And just start sketching some things out. If you're a list person, make a list. Go item by item, line by line, and write it all out. If you're a more free-minded person who likes art and who likes to play around, then maybe write a story about your life. Maybe start writing a couple of paragraphs about what that life looks like when you get there. Start drawing some pictures about things that you like to have. I drew some pictures of what I thought that my future house would look like, that I thought my family would look like. I've done all of those things, but it's important to take the time to say, what do I want my future to look like? Because that's the only way that you're going to know if you've gotten there. That's the only place that satisfaction is going to come from, is if you're doing the things that you know you want to do. If you're just continuing to move forward without any goals or direction, yeah, you might get somewhere different than you were before, but you still might be just as unhappy or dissatisfied with that if you don't try to get somewhere intentionally. If you just let things happen, you're going to end up somewhere for sure, but it might not look anything like you want it to look. And so as you're going into the new year, I use the new year because it's a time-bound window that I like the organization and structure that gives me. You could do yours anytime that you want. You could set it monthly if you want, but I like to take the opportunity every year to just draw out and write out, what does my future life look like? Because every time that I do that, whenever I start to feel frustrated or down or lost or confused along the way, anytime that I don't feel like I'm making the progress that I want to be making, I just look at my goals. I look at my objectives. I look at that list of things that I'm trying to get done. And it helps me reset and get back on track to what I really want to accomplish, what really matters to me. Hey, if I know that I want to have a new job within these parameters, right? I want it to be a new promotion. I want it to be a new industry. I want it to be a new whatever it is. I want to manage people. I want to stop managing people and work only on projects. Whatever the thing is, if I lay that all out, then whenever I start to feel like I'm not sure what to do next, I'm not sure what the next step should look like, I can take a step back and I can go back to, what are my goals? What am I trying to accomplish here? How can I do that? And you can start setting yourself up differently and better for the success that you want to achieve. And that's something that I do, like I said, every year. And it's something that has really sparked change and driven some incredible incredible shifts in my life. And it's something that I think can work for anybody because I've seen it work for me and I've seen it work for so many other people that you don't have to get it perfect. But if you lay out what you think that your life should look like, what do you want tomorrow to be in your life? Then you can start pursuing that aggressively and actively and get closer and closer every day to the life that you want to live. And that's just, it's not a terribly novel idea. It's not a great new thing that I came up with and nobody's ever done before, but it's something that I have done and I know works because it changes the way that you think about things. It changes the way that you keep your mindset as you're going into things. It changes the outlook that you have on things as you start to make these plans. And then if I know what my outcome looks like, then I don't care how I get there. I don't have to lay out every single step along the way. I don't have to have some big planning session where I lay out minute by minute, day by day details about what I'm going to do. If I know where I'm trying to get to, then I just know that I need to take action every day consistently over and over again to get there. And that's one of the biggest takeaways that I've had that I get the benefit of from setting these goals is I don't have to have everything planned out. I just have to know where I'm trying to get to. And then I can take the actions as they come available to me. And I can know that I'm headed in the right direction because I know where I'm trying to go. If there's an opportunity that appears in front of me that maybe I wouldn't have had in my plan from the beginning of the year, I don't know what life is going to look like a month or 2 months or 6 months or 12 months from now, but I know what I want it to look like. So then when those opportunities, when those things come up, come available in my life, I know that I can make a decision. Does this align with my goals? Does this move me closer to where I'm trying to get to? And that is where the value in doing that goal setting, doing that intentional planning for what your future looks like. I don't care if I get there in a different way than I thought. I don't care if, hey, maybe I thought in order to have this level of success, I need to go to a blue chip or an Ivy League school or do these things and have this job and then this job and then this job and make this specific progress. And then suddenly I didn't get into that school that I wanted to go to, or I didn't get that job or promotion that I wanted to, but now something else comes up that can help me move that way in the same way that those other opportunities would, or maybe even at a faster rate than those other opportunities would, that I now know where I'm trying to get to. And that helps me set parameters around how I'm making my decisions. But it doesn't limit me in what steps I can take moving forward. I don't have to take each step that I planned out. I can take any step as long as it's a forward step towards that goal, towards that objective that I'm trying to achieve. And that's why I get excited about planning. That's why I try to set goals for myself that are challenging and motivating and sometimes intimidating, because I know that I can get closer to those goals by knowing where I'm trying to get. I know that if I'm headed the right direction, that I'll always have a guideline to be able to check myself against, to look at that map, to look at that GPS and say, am I headed the right direction? I don't have to know exactly how I'm going to get there. I just have to know where I'm trying to get to. And as you head into your new 2024, I encourage you to do the same thing and set goals for yourself. Figure out where you're trying to get to. Look at your future life and say, is this where, am I taking steps to get to where I'm trying to be? Is this action going to help me get there? And I don't have to know what each action is going to look like. I don't have to know every step along the way, but I have to know that every step along the way is getting me closer and closer to that final destination. And that's what I love to do every year. That's what I encourage you to do, whether it's yearly, weekly, monthly, quarterly. Pick July 17th as your date. It doesn't matter what the time frame is. It's just something that I get excited about. I love doing every year because then I also get to look back at my last year and say, how many of these things did I do? And I consistently get surprised by, holy smokes, I actually did. I accomplished 7 out of 10 of these goals, and I'm much closer to the other 3 than I was at the start of the year. Holy crap, this went differently than I would have thought that it was going to. And I'm still here and I'm still doing something that's different. And I can't believe how much more my life looks like these goals today than it did at the start of the year. And I love that. And I love being able to do that and renew that passion and that fervor every year when I go into it again, that I get to look back and I get to look at those notes and those sketches that I did a year ago. And I get to say, wow, I really made it a lot farther than I would have thought that I was going to. Or, wow, I really made that different than I would have thought that I was going to, but it's sure as exciting that I'm getting closer to those goals. And that's just something that I love about the new year. I love having that opportunity to reset and reevaluate and set new goals and push myself forward. And I hope that you find a way to love that behavior, that mindset in the same way, that it doesn't have to look exactly like the way that I do it does, but it works, and you should set those goals for yourself and do those things that will motivate you and focus you and help you to keep making progress every day and every year. And you have that opportunity now. I hope that you take advantage of it and find ways to push forward closer and closer to the life that you want to live. I can't wait to talk to you again. It'll be a new year, and I'm excited about what 2024 has to bring. Talk to you soon.
Many counted us out. They said we couldn't do it. Now, millions of listeners later, we're the hottest independent network in the world. Bashani Radio app. Download free in the App Store for iPhone and Android. Or listen online at BashaniRadio.com. You suckers. Kaboom! Kaboom in your face.